This is Good Shepherd Sunday, and the favorite name of Jesus is the Good Shepherd, who lays down his life for the sheep and knows them by name, leads them beside still waters. This makes for good sermons, but the preacher must deal with calling you all sheep. Many think of slobbering, untidy, dumb animals exist only to be shaved or slaughtered. I did a little reading about sheep and was surprised that some claim that sheep are not really dumb, they're somewhat different. Maybe cattle ranchers are responsible for the ugly rumors about sheep, as they do not behave like cows. Cows are herded and reared by booting cowboys with cracking whips. This won't work with sheep at all. You stand behind sheep and make a loud noise. They run around behind you as they prefer to be led. You push cows, but you leave sheep. The shepherd's job is to go ahead to show them that all's okay. Sheep grow fond of their shepherds and think of them as part of their family. They develop a private language. A good shepherd can distinguish the bleat of pain from one of pleasure. Sheep learn that a cluck can mean food, or a two-note song could say, time to go home. In Palestine today, it's still possible to see what Jesus saw 2,000 years ago. Bedouin shepherds bringing their flocks home, stopping at the same watering hole around dusk, maybe 8 or 9 flocks, a big convention of thirsty sheep mixed together. Shepherds don't worry about the mix-up. Each one states and makes and issues their own distinctive call, and they all leave the crowd to follow their shepherd. They know their shepherd's voice. They will follow no one else. Maybe Sharon and I will see this when we spend a couple of weeks in Israel next month. Jesus used this image to tell the Jews why he would not answer the question we heard today. Are you the Christ? It was the Feast of the Dedication, better known as Hanukkah, a day in late December to celebrate the rededication of the temple. Jesus was walking in the portico of Solomon, the oldest part of the temple, where some devout Jews were gathered, and they asked again, how long will you keep us in suspense? If you are the Christ, tell us plainly. Jesus refused for at least 2 reasons. Why? He knew that Christ meant the warrior king, a Messiah who would grind the Romans into the dust. To say I am the Christ would add fuel to the fire. But he also knew if they had asked him, they would not believe the answer. If they ignored the signs he had given them, and couldn't understand his sermons, they would not be able to believe the symbol, yes, I am the Christ. He knew they didn't want to believe, wanted to debate, talk, argue, accuse. He said they couldn't hear him as they were not in relationship with him. Quote, you do not believe because you do not belong to my sheep. Now clearly this story is not about us. We are baptized, church going, dues paid, creed saved Christians. We're here Sunday after Sunday celebrating the sacraments of word and table, and are in the world the rest of the week seeking and serving Christ in all persons. If we are not his sheep, who is? We hear his voice. He knows us. We follow him. He gives us eternal life. We shall never perish. No one will snatch us out of his hand. This is the Lord's thought. We believe because we do belong to his sheep. Or, are there some imposters here? Do some of you not belong here, who go through the motions but can't say what you believe? You want to hear the Lord's voice, but can't quite make it out. You wind up at the watering hole at the end of the day, and don't know who you belong to. So many flocks. You wonder if you are a stray sheep who somehow got mixed in. Would you be better off going back to the wild? And the shepherds begin to call their sheep, you listen, waiting for that inner voice, telling who is in the wild. But it does not come. There's The sheep move off in their flocks, each with their own shepherds. You feel lost and you wonder, which one is mine? Where do I belong? What do I believe? You do not believe, Jesus says, because you do not belong to my sheep. What a chilling verdict. Yet I wonder, why do so many of us doubt our membership in Christ's flock? Who keeps us out? Is it the Lord walking us out with a shepherd's staff? But do we do it to ourselves because we do not believe or believe enough or believe in the right way? Most of us have pretty firm beliefs about what it means to believe in Jesus. A common belief is that believers are never at a loss for words. They say what they believe, why, and can convince others, live in total confidence during God's hands. When they say their prayers at night, God calls back to them. Another popular belief is that believers always find worship to be meaningful. They act on sermons, meet every word of the Nicene Creed, hearts warm with the communion rail, never lose their place in the service, never feel bored, cranky, left out. Have I gotten to your belief about believing yet? What do you hold over your own head? What golden ring do you hold over your head? Just high enough that you're not quite reach it. You not pray enough? Witness enough? Read enough theology? Are you not enthusiastic? Sure enough about what you believe? Whatever it is, please stop. Stop. You do not believe because you do not belong to my sheep, Jesus says. But listen to what he says. He does not say that we are in or out of the flock versus our ability to believe, but the exact opposite. Our ability to believe depends on whether we are in or out of the flock. There's every reason to believe that we are in, my holy friends, if only because we are sitting right here with the flock this morning. Chances are the way true believers believe is the way most of us believe. Valiantly some days, pitifully on others, with faith enough to move mountains on some days not enough to get out of the dead. Since our believing is imperfect, it contains a lot of trust and hope. Most of the time, the best we can do is to live as if it were all true. And when we do, it all becomes truer somehow. Our belief tends to show up in our actions more than in our words. Sometimes we have to look at what we do to understand what we believe. Our belief does not mean that we are not afraid of what might happen to us. It just means we believe we know who will be with us when it does. Some days we have the faith of an apostle. Some days like our lost sheep. We belong to the flock, not because we're certain of God, but because God is certain of us. And no one is able to snatch us out of God's hand. If you have trouble hearing your shepherd, be patient with yourself. Some days it sounds like a whistle, and some days like a cluck. Jesus' voice can usually be heard sometime between getting up and lying down, leading you beside the still waters, restoring your soul, as our psalm today told us. Be patient with yourself. While you're at it, be patient with the rest of us too. You can't follow a shepherd all by yourself. You're stuck with this flock or some flock. And sheep are, well, they're sheep. They panic easily. They refuse to be pushed. They tend to get into head-butting contests for no reason at all. But stick with the flock. It is where the shepherd is, after all, which makes it the best bet, not only for survival, but also for joy. Above all, understand that you belong here, as part of the flock. Believe that whether you are here because you believe or because you just want to believe. You are here because you belong to God's sheep, just like the rest of all of us. Because we do, we hear his voice. He knows us and we follow him. He gives us eternal life and we shall never perish. No one shall snatch us out of his hand. believe it or not, here we are, here we are. Amen.